This is the Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. It is the 11th day of April. On the phone line is Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises. He's in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Afternoon, Todd.
Well, tell me what you thought of the marketplace today and why there was a discrepancy in the nearby and the deferred months of the soybeans.
Well, we're kind of, you know, even though USDA found some more stocks there a couple weeks ago on the March 1st stocks report, yesterday's balance sheet revisions still indicate that we're going to have a relatively tight situation, at least in the near term. So that's why traders are kind of back bull spreading this thing. They all took a pretty good bath after the stocks report, but now they're back trying to put it back together. Soybeans are getting still China demand. China was a purchaser of the beans here this week. They need inventory. South America is still plugged up. So that is what's supporting the front end of soybeans. Now, corn, I think that large ethanol production number yesterday and weekly corn grind, corn's getting support from that on the front months. I have a sneaky feeling, even though it's not panic time yet, but I think the general weather pattern so far, the being cold and wet, is getting people thinking that we may lose corn acres to soybeans, and I think that's what's putting some pressure on that distant soybean contract, maybe a little bit more, other than we know that South America is going to come on with a pretty good crop.
South America has a good bean crop, although it appears they're having some trouble getting that out of their nation.
Well, eventually it'll come. I mean, it's not going away. It's not rotten. But yeah, they are struggling moving it out, and that's bullish short term for our nearby old crop beans. But it's going to be a while before new crop beans would probably be considered in a friendly mode for one reason or another, whether it would be South America or weather.
What are the things that you've been following in the technical picture for corn, soybeans, wheat?
Well, the markets have done some, I mean, corn's done some improvement here over the past week here. Wheat was the one that first kind of took off here a week ago. They kind of dressed up its chart with a week reversal up. Now corn is kind of went through some at least initial resistant points and kind of on path here to maybe try to extend this little double bubble up here that we're seeing in April. Now, one thing that I wanted to point out is that the markets are following counter-seasonal, which means they're going opposite of what they should be doing. But opposite for this time of year would be a rally, because normally this time of year you've got a lot of field work activity going on throughout the Midwest, and that usually puts pressure on the market during the last half of April. But since we're in this colder, wetter type pattern and only limited amount of corn planting has taken place, the corn market is holding up opposite of what it normally does at this time of year.
As you think about the marketplace and what the export market for corn might look like over the next few months, does it get any picture, or does that picture or any brighter, or does that picture stay very, very bleak?
At the moment, I think it's going to stay fairly bleak. And, I mean, USDA took another 25 million bushels off of the export balance sheet projection. So it just kind of looks like South America has just turned into a major competitor of ours this past year. And then, again, I think looking at their crop this year, they're going to stay a competitor. So I think it's going to be hard for us to regain back that export market as long as South America is producing the big corn crop.
There was a time at the beginning of the century we thought, hey, they're producing some soybeans, not to worry too much about that. But now they look like at least Brazil, and we had a short soybean crop actually last year, will or may be the number one exporter of soybeans. Can they do the same with corn?
Well, I don't know if I'm that much of an expert on what their potential is on corn, but I do know that I think you have to expect them to eventually be a net exporter of corn in the world, and I think that competition is going to stick around for a long time.
Okay. Anything else to add before I let you go for the afternoon?
No, that's about it. Just tell everybody up there to be patient. There's plenty of time to get the corn planted.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you, Dan.
Bye.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises. He's in Mandeville, Louisiana.